You're listening to the James Carpenter Podcast. Email james.carpenter@live.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to the latest James Carpenter Podcast, starring Carl Bennett.
Hello.
And obviously myself,
James Carpenter.
Obviously, it's been a few months since we recorded the last one, so people are going to get a bit of a surprise. Subscribe to it in their iTunes, and up pops another one, just suddenly on their iPod somewhere. So I hope this is a nice little surprise for you. But Carl and I have had a bit of time out because Carl's been, doing whatever you do.
I've been working, doing a proper job.
That's what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been, obviously, I've changed jobs, haven't I, really?
You've been in the new job for a while now. And can I just say that my understanding is that this podcast has actually helped with your progression into your current career. Is that right?
Well, it has, because when we started the podcast, if you remember, we were talking jokingly about The Guardian picking up on it and doing a bit of a review. Now, they didn't review the podcast as such, but it was mentioned in a column in sort of helping, move forward, which is good. I just want to say we are actually recording this in a different studio now to what we've done the others. And I'm a bit concerned we might actually be on air. So can I just check that we're not? Because otherwise we're going out to about one and a half million people. No, that's fine. That's fine. Entrance set you freeze playing, so that's not us.
That isn't. But just because you've turned it down, does it not mean that we could still be talking over the top of Entrance?
Probably.
Never mind.
Anyway,
something different for the people of the Black Country to listen to.
And Shropshire.
Indeed.
Let's not forget those guys.
Indeed.
So, Carl, you're looking pretty well.
Thank you, yes, as are you. You started in the gym again, though, haven't you?
I've started to lean up a little bit. I mean, obviously...
Were you fat, then? Did you go to the gym because you're fat?
No.
Not that you are fat.
I just felt I needed to... Basically, to eat and drink what you like, I think you need to go to the gym to do something to sort of just, just keep the body going. As you well know, you lost, like, 5 stone.
I did.
And you've kept off. And I just offered you a chocolate hobnob biscuit with your coffee, and you said no. So you don't even touch anything like that, do you?
No, I don't. Although, to be fair, that was... Oh, it was ages ago that I lost the weight.
Go on. And... Shall we see if we can tempt you before the end of a podcast?
You won't be able to.
Go on.
No, you won't be able to, and I love hobnobs, but you won't be able to.
Come on, milk chocolate hobnob.
Makes no water to me, mate. I'm immune to the,
you must
to
have,
the chocolate.
Come on, at some point in your day, when you go to work, you must have a little rumbling or a little urge to pick... What do you take? A load of seeds in the car? Were you like a bird?
just seeds.
Yeah.
Just because you're on a diet or you don't eat as much, it doesn't mean people eat seeds automatically. I heard you talking earlier about people eating lettuce and lettuce as rabbit food. Some people like lettuce.
No, now hang on. There's a difference.
Yeah.
To sit down and have a salad prepared
is
different. I'm talking about people who walk along with a ready-washed bag, the bags you buy in the supermarket. They just open them like a packet of crisps and eat
seeds.
Them. Now, that is weird. I saw somebody do it on the train once.
But it's no different to eating a sandwich. It's just rather than the bread, because bread's evil if you're on a diet.
What do you mean to do? Sort of rip it up, tear it, and just sort of like birds see people sort of to pick up off the floor?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, find the people on diets. Just sprinkle seeds. The people on diets just find you like little birds. Mate, before we go on, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned to you that I was doing something for the royal wedding. I was hosting the party.
You were carrying Kate's dress.
I was the bloke underneath pushing it up. No, I was hosting the thing at, one of the rugby clubs. No, but Pippa. Now we're talking. She's fit. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, but I'm just concerned because your wife might hear this at some point.
My wife knows that Pippa's all right. There are people, and we've spoken about this before, I know, and I'm not going to labour on the
point. We're actually sidetracked now.
Yeah, but listen. There are people in the world of celebrity that my wife, should somebody from the world of celebrity ever knock on the door, hiya, I'm Peter Andre.
And Pippa Middleton is now one of them.
Yeah,
Pippa Piper.
Pippa Middleton.
She is a tongue twister, let me tell you.
She certainly would. Anyway, if she knocked on the door, hiya Carl, Pippa, come on in, Pippa. Come on in. Heidi, off you go. That'd be all allowed. In the same way as if Peter Andre knocked on the door.
You would go for him as well, would you?
No, not me. But anyway, coming back to where we were, I hosted this royal wedding event, and at the royal wedding event...
Actually, can I stop you? I'd probably prefer to talk about Pippa Middleton.
Yeah, but we can't, mate. Well, I don't think we'd be allowed by sort of royal decree.
Can I just say one thing before you move back to your story?
Yeah.
She was the most Googled person after the royal wedding.
I bet she was. I did this kind of royal wedding party thing, and there was a guy called Tony Marriott. Now, Tony Marriott is a guy that does caricatures of people. So you see them on holiday. You know, you see them on holiday and you walk along the front and there are people drawing caricatures.
You didn't really need to mention his name. You could have just said a bloke who does caricatures because nobody knows who Tony Merriott is.
Well, if you go online, tonymerriott.com, you'll be able to see who he is and exactly what he does.
I take that back.
Thank you very much. So anyway, he was there. And I, whenever you do this kind of events, you kind of watch what people are doing and you think, oh, it's one of those caricatures. I've always fancied having one done. I've always wondered what I'd look like. And I'm doing the kind of stuff that you do at these royal wedding party things, not that I've been to many, or indeed hosted any. And Tony tapped me on the shoulder and went, mate, would you like a freebie? And I went, in what respect?
He obviously could see there's a lot of value in your face.
Yeah, and he said...
this would be good for the front of the website.
This would be good. Do a cartoon of this fat fella. Anyway, he said, I'll do you a picture. And I thought, well, yeah, I've always wanted it done. So sat down. You're not quite sure where to look, are you, when you do these caricatures?
No, and all of a sudden, there's a crowd of people that want to come round and see your face being taken the mickey out of.
So, you're desperately thinking, what's he picked up on? What's he picked up on? And I did think to myself, I wonder what it is in my face that he's seen and has picked up on. Has he picked up on my nose? No.
Where do we start?
Yeah, no. But he did this picture. Now, I took a picture of what he did there. So I'm gonna get this picture up and show you what he did picture-wise, and maybe you could put it up on your website.
Well, no, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, actually, just as an aside. We were talking about having the It's James Carpenter podcast Facebook page, which is still running. There's only like 45 people that liked it. It's only because we don't really talk about it. Mm-hmm. So if you put It's James Carpenter podcast into your search bar on Facebook, there you can like it, and I'll post the picture up. How about that?
Okay, that's cool. Now, you're going to have to hang on a second, because my phone's not on, because I had to turn it off earlier. So what I would say is this picture looks nothing like me.
Doesn't it?
Not even close. Right, hang on, here you go. So I'm going to show you the picture that he did of me at the royal wedding event.
Avid Merriam.
No, it's Tony Merriott.
Sorry, Tony Merriott.
Avid Merriam's a comedian, isn't he? Right, okay. Now, that's what he did of me. Okay? Have a look at it.
Well, for a start, you look the wrong colour. You look like you're from India, for a start.
What do you think? Now, it might be the way I've taken the picture. But
the second thing is your hairline.
Yeah, a little higher.
He's receded you a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this guy bald? Because he might be a bit jealous that you've got more hair.
Yeah, pick anybody with hair and make them look like they haven't got any. No. But that. Look, give me that back. Give me that back a second.
You look a bit like the lead singer of the Fine Young Cannibals.
Do you think so? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but anyway, so that's the picture, okay? Now, I spoke with Tony afterwards, and we were talking about radio, and we were talking about you at your new radio station. We were talking about the podcast and things that we do. And I said, what would be brilliant is on the Facebook, the James Carpenter podcast Facebook page and all the other stuff that you've just mentioned, it would be good to have a cartoon or a caricature of you and of I that we could put on there. I think it would look quite good, look quite professional. He said, I'm really up for it. Now, he's done it. He's done a caricature. It's not like that. He's done a proper, full-on cartoon of your face and my face around a microphone.
You're listening to the James Carpenter podcast. Email james.carpenter@live.co.uk.
What do you like doing at your age that you wouldn't normally associate with the age that you are?
Do you know, talking about my age, it's my 40th birthday this year.
40, the big 40.
40, yeah. So what do you mean? What do I associate?
Well, basically, I was driving to work the other day and I thought, you know, I'm just going to stick my iPod on. Yeah. And I thought I'll stick the Beatles on because a friend mm-hmm. of mine is a big Beatles fan. He started telling me in the car all these stories. He's been reading up on the Beatles and like Paul McCartney and what these songs meant. And the song Michelle was when he was on holiday in France, couldn't speak any of the language.
Jude was Jules, his son.
Yeah, Julian, yeah.
Yeah. So Hey Jude was Hey Jules.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's all these conspiracy theories. And then there's people that say, well, if you put your headphones on and you listen to certain tracks, you can hear in one of the tracks something backwards. And
really?
Apparently it's sort of something quite spooky.
What? Well, tell me what.
When you reverse it. Well, I don't know because I can't remember. But I thought I'll go and listen to these tracks and listen to the album. And I thought to myself, as a 28-year-old man driving into work, listening to the album of the Beatles, that isn't something you would normally associate with my age.
If it is. The Beatles are synonymous age.
If I went out, it would be, come on, you must be listening to a bit of Rihanna or Lady Gaga.
No. With other pieces of music, maybe, yeah. I can't see you sat down listening to Frank Sinatra, for example. But the Beatles is a different kind of... Even Frank Sinatra, to some extent, is somebody that any age group can listen to.
So what do you do, Carl, that you wouldn't normally associate with a man of your age?
What?
The big 4-0 this year.
I tell you what I don't do, and I realised what I couldn't do the other day, and it was the first time it occurred to me ever, is I have the ability to shop in River Island. I walked out of River. I went in there with my wife, and she carried on. She's younger than me, much prettier. I walked out, and she came out about 5 minutes later, saying, "What happened to you?" I said, "Today I've realised I can no longer shop in River Island. There are shops that men of my age cannot shop
You've
in.
Now moved up to M&S.
Well, that's the only... Or British Home Stores, even.
British Home Stores. Do they still do CNA?
You're listening to the James Carpenter Podcast. Email james.carpenter@live.co.uk.
Personal lapses, Carl.
In what respect?
When you're going about your daily life and you suddenly just have a lapse, like you're not really thinking and you do something just utterly strange. And I'll tell you why I say this. Mm-hmm. The other morning, Angela was
Angela, your wife?
My wife. Mm-hmm. Making a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. And she went to pour milk in the kettle to boil it.
Right.
I was like, whoa, what are you doing? You don't put milk in the kettle.
Right.
And she was like, oh my God, what was I thinking? What was I doing?
Oh, so she didn't realise she was doing it?
No. It was just like a habit. You know, you get the milk out and she went to pour it. I was like, whoa, what are you doing?
And she had a stroke?
I was just thinking, this kind of thing happens all the time. Because I remember when I was, my mum and dad went on holiday. I was about 18. I was DJing at a nightclub. It was in Bristol. And my mum and dad had got away, and I thought, great, I'll get the keys to my dad's company car, and I'll take that over. It's a lot better than my car.
I don't know where this story's going.
First Bueller's day off. Yeah. So I thought, I'll take his car keys.
Can't be driving a Ferrari at the time.
No, Passat. So I went in, and it was an estate as well.
Nice.
It was actually an estate, not an estate, yeah. Anyway, I was going over to Bristol from Froome, so it's probably about 45 minutes in the car. I thought, I'll take his car. It's much nicer.
It's like listening to Google Earth. You can start. I don't want directions. Yeah. Just get to the point.
Do you want the postcode?
Anyway, what were you going there for?
DJing.
Okay.
I was 18, and when I got to the petrol station, I thought, I need to put some fuel in this. Mm-hmm. I put the wrong fuel in
mate,
the car.
Mate, done that. Been there.
Put the wrong fuel in the car. No, but what happens is I got a certain way out and then it just chug, stop, pull over.
Yeah.
Had to then call the AA out. They then took me to a local garage. All in all, £200. £200.
Oh, my goodness.
To clear it all out, all the fuel that I'd put in, and then to re-put fuel in, and then I could drive and I was on my way. I was late for the club. The owner was like, no, what are you doing? We've got people coming in. So personal lapses. When have you actually had a lapse in your life?
I did that when I was coming to see you. Do you remember?
No.
You were DJing in Swindon, and I and Heidi, we'd only just kind of started working together, and you invited us up, and we were going to go, and you were going to sort of finish your set, and then we were going to go for a drink. Do you not remember this?
No,
I cannot believe how little impact my life has on you. That was quite a big deal.
I just thought it was one of your excuses to get out of doing
something. No, did you really?
No, honestly,
we did that. And we were quite... Heidi was quite excited because it's the first time that she'd met you and we were working together, what have you. And I filled my car with petrol, and it was a diesel car, and rang you up and went, mate, I can't get there. And you were like, oh, well, no worries.
Yeah, see you next week.
The time, you're just like that. I thought, you git.
Where's your sympathy? Like
genuinely. And it, you know, it wasn't something I go, oh, you know, James is a horrible bloke. But I went, mate, I'm really, really sorry. I've just filled my diesel car with petrol, and you went, okay, well, no worries, maybe another time.
And I thought, and then you were stuck. Yeah, it wasn't like, I'll drive down and I'll help you out.
It was none of that at all. You just went, oh, well, maybe next time. And I thought, there is a bloke that is totally absorbed in what he's doing and didn't listen to what I've just said. It was just, mate, oh, it's terrible. I've just...
So this is turned now from a podcast into self-help with Colin James.
But now, what makes me even more cross is the fact that you don't even remember it happening.
I'm just going to pull the mics down so we can sort this out amongst ourselves. We'll be back with you in a second.
That's the way you feel.
Carl, just leave it.
It's all right.
Leave it. Let's not... People have downloaded this to listen for enjoyment.
All right, fair enough. And any minute now, they're going to get some.
Yeah, they've been waiting.
So do you want to see this thing of you, this caricature of yours?
Yeah, do we want to keep the arguments going, do we? Let's have a look at it. Come on, then. These are going to go up onto our Facebook page. Search It's James Carpenter Podcast and have a look. Maybe we could get him to do one of the listeners.
Maybe, yeah, yeah.
They could post it on the wall, yeah, and we'll get him to do
it. I'm gonna raise it. No, stay there.
Okay.
Lift it. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, my... Jesus. I don't know what to say about that.
Have a look.
What do you think?
I reckon it's really good. I think it is... Remembering that it's a caricature. Now, the thing is about caricatures, that it is, you know, life's too serious sometimes. And I think if you wanted a picture done of yourself, that it's just a picture, then you might as well take a photo. But what he's done is he's turned it into something that makes people laugh, in particular me.
Yeah, it is.
It's good. What do you reckon? Has he picked up on your nose?
Yeah, to be fair, that is pretty good.
It is.
He's done a much better job.
Give it here. I'll show you the one he did of me.
All right, then.
This is the one he did of me.
Can I just say that people listening, this is so self-indulgent.
Yeah, it is, but I think that you should have a look. Have a look at the website. Ready?
Okay. You look like a baddie out of a Bond movie.
I do.
Have you honestly got one eye that comes out of your socket?
No, I haven't.
Let's say you've got a monocle and you're like Sky at night, yeah. Patrick Moore.
But I've got one of us together and it looks better because it looks like I'm looking at you. But there you go. Have a look at the website. How can people look at it?
I'm sure people know how to go online now.
You will tell them.
What, my website?
You tell them how they can look at that. We'll put that on...
Oh, that's on Facebook. Facebook.com. Just put It's James Carpenter Podcast and you'll be able to see that now.
Wicked.
Should we finish it? Yeah, thanks for listening again.
Thanks.
I know it's been a long time. I hope it was worth it. And just get on to the next one.
Next one sooner.